Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser is going to be popping in. He just got back from his Middle Eastern tour. But we had him on twice last week. He's going to be popping back in today in the next hour. Wayne Madsen joining us in 30 minutes. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Scott in Arkansas. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. You know, I've been listening to you for a few years. I'm a first-time caller. And, you know, I've seen these rolling blackouts coming a while back. And, you know, I went ahead and got myself off the grid and solar and wind power, but it wasn't just to save money, you know, our light bill or anything. It's to get ready for what's coming down the pike, as you well know.
Yeah, I'm trying to move to solar myself. For people who don't understand this, the globalists are going to use environmental rules, they've stated this, to shut down most of the power plants. Only a few that they own are going to be able to operate, and they'll supply a lot less electricity at a higher price. It's called artificial scarcity, and it gives them the power over you. Dictators are always obsessed with limiting the amount of electricity you get. It's all part of their control. And so they're now announcing in the U.S., Europe, and England that they are going to not be giving us power at night now. And the head of the Energy Department announced hundreds and hundreds of plants to be shut down. It's totally sick.
Where do these smart meters play in? When are they going to start?
Smart meters go together like a horse and carriage. Yeah, they said, well, during power restrictions, because there won't be enough power because there's not enough power plants, they'll decide you can't have your house at 80. It's going to have to be at 90. Or they're going to turn your power on and off, and they admit this, and they're going in all over the country. Again, imagine somebody 20 years ago if you told them, in America, the government is going to control your thermostat. You would laugh at them. But now, if you're against the government turning your thermostat on and off, you get laughed at by the yuppies. They're like, rolling blackouts are freedom. Having the government run my thermostat is freedom. Having telescreens telling me to spy on my neighbors in Walmart is freedom. Having the government try to make me take forced inoculations is freedom. Having my IQ lower is freedom. Having cancer rates explode is freedom. Freedom. Taking the pension funds is freedom. We like it. We love it. And so I'm like, yuppies, enjoy yourselves. You're going to get all the blessings of globalism, all the blessings of being stylish and cool.
Well, they've had years and years to destroy their brain cells. So I guess they're reaping the harvest now. Anyway. Back to solar. I tell you what.
I'm sorry.
Those damn globalists. I tell you what. Them with their, as they want to call it, geoengineering. I just call it chemtrails. They sure are making it hard on me. Thank you. They are just clouding up that sky where my panels are really having to work overtime. That's why I'm glad I got a windmill.
Well, I tell you one thing: you can skin a buck, you can run a trot line, a country boy can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. I tell you, you are the type of person the globalists hate, Scott, and I love you. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I remember about 16 years ago, 1995, started getting the reports from environmental scientists and others that they were doing the water test and test on Mount Shasta, you name it. Suddenly there was aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other weather modification chemicals in high amounts in it. And then scientists reverse engineered that it was chemtrails, and now they have it in USA Today. Oh, yeah, we're mixing it with the jet fuel to block out the solar radiation to stop global warming. It's a big secret program. Don't worry about it. Enjoy it. I mean, can you imagine the power trip the globalists are on? They've got 30 to 50-year advanced technology. Lord knows what they've got, and we're just in the way now. They want us out of the way so they can have it all for themselves.
Extend your life with Extendovice. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is abundantly clear that the globalists are trying to trigger a destabilization campaign in the Middle East, North Africa. It is 100% confirmed that they are triggering the revolt against Muammar Gaddafi, the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak. Now Saudi Arabia is into 2 weeks of riots and banning protests and tanks driving around, tear gassing people. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier by the minute. And the underlying cause is dollar devaluation, increasing food prices worldwide because every major currency is pegged to the dollar. And meanwhile, the IMF and World Bank have been going into these countries and pressuring them to cut food stamps, to cut food allotments, knowing that that will even exacerbate it more. Then they send in their people to trigger rebels trying to overthrow the government. And that's why Muammar Gaddafi says Al-Qaeda is behind the chaos. And he says that people trained who were held at Guantanamo Bay, thousands have been held there on and off again, are the ones leading the attack. Well, that actually fits with what we've seen in other nations. They, quote, get these people, brainwash them, train them, prepare them, and then send them out. But then you tell the average American, hey, Al-Qaeda works for our government, even though the evidence is overwhelming. They're like, oh, sure it does. It's incredible. I mean, who would ever imagine that it was something that sounds so crazy. But if you look at the history of it, they used Al-Qaeda to overthrow the Serbs in Kosovo. They use Al-Qaeda all over the world to trigger crises. And what is Al-Qaeda? It's the CIA computer database name for Muslim extremists on their payroll. Okay, let's go to your phone call. Stephen in Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. You know, I was thinking about everything that we're up against in this battle with the globalists. And, you know, to me, you got it nailed on the head with the subtitle of your site, where it says there's a war on for your mind. And, you know, this is the thing I find is the number one obstacle that we're up against, because there's so much psychological warfare going on, and the average American, they have no clue as to what this is. You know, I'll say to people all the time, you know, look at TV, and I get the same response. I say, why do you think they call it programming? And they'll laugh, and then all of a sudden it's like this light clicks on, and they go, you know, you're right. And, you know, you've pointed out about the device itself with the flicker effect and how now they're finding early Alzheimer's in people because of it shutting down your brain and putting it in sleep mode.
And by the way, we've got Dr. Nick Begich on tomorrow just on this subject, the hundreds of patents confirming that they cannot just lower your IQ, lower your overall cognitive ability, or lower your overall brain waves. They can actually program you. And physiology, they can manipulate the physiology of the body with these systems. And we have a culture for 50 years that watches 5, 6, 7 hours of TV a day, not just with the overt message of the programming, but also the overall subliminal messages. That's why the average yuppie automatically giggles at you when you bring this up to them, because they're in a dreamlike, trance-like state.
Right, yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and I've just really been trying to talk to people about this, because here's what I see. What this all comes down to, it's eugenics. Now, you pointed out all this stuff about, you know, then the food and the water and how they're spraying us. So they're physically, they're incrementally making us sick and trying to kill us. But it's the more deeper thing, because it's so much more subtle and stealth-like, and that is the psychological propaganda and the whole mode of warfare that these people are into. They're masters at it, as you pointed out.
Well, that's what I was thinking last night whenever I was watching the Battle for the Pacific newsreels, was it was the same way the military systematically encircled the Japanese. That's what the globalists are doing to us. They systematically roll forward, creeping, running their programs. They're basically adding toxins in our food, water, air to dumb us down so that we're basically so brain damaged and so acclimated that as we move forward, you know, towards the huge extermination programs that are coming in the future, where they release these mega plagues and blame it on Al-Qaeda or, you know, the flavor of the day, that then people will expect this as almost prophecy or a foregone conclusion, because in all the high schools and junior highs and TV and everywhere, they're teaching us that it's beautiful that man is soon going to be extinct, and that it's a foregone conclusion, that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so the globalists are going ahead with this plan. I know about it. You know about it. They've written their plan. But how do you get brain damaged and also chemically but also electronically mind-controlled people to hear what you're saying? Or even if you can wake them up, then how do you get them to have enough respect in themselves to believe that they can resist this? I mean, listen, you talk about conformity, Steve. I had a New York magazine reporter here last week, and when I talked about Bohemian Grove and Luciferianism, he started laughing at me. And I said, well, even if you don't believe in God and the devil, you know, they do take it serious at Bohemian Grove. But he still thought it was funny. You know, to him, it was funny. And, well, finish your point. I'm going to make a point. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you're talking about the way people react because they're programmed, they're conditioned. I remember years ago being in a defensive driving class, And here they were, had the segment on drunk driving that they always show, and these kids were sitting there. You know, I was older than most, and most were teens, but they're showing about these two little girls who had gotten permanently disabled in an accident caused by a drunk driver. And these people sitting in the room are laughing. And I'm just thinking, what is there funny about that? And yet they just think it's a joke because, and here's what I think it is. You're talking about solution. And this is one reason the Tea Party movement happened and, you know, on and on. But people are seeing things now coming closer and closer to their door. Unfortunately, in America, we live by the mindset, out of sight, out of mind. As long as it comes, doesn't come to my door, I don't have to deal with it. But I think people are starting to get really scared. They can't put their finger on what's going on. But they know something's up. And if people like you and me that have the right information can come on and appeal to them on a human level that they can emotionally relate to as well as psychologically, that may be enough of a spark to wake them up because, you know, we're all humans and we can all live in relation to each other. But I'm like you, Alex. I look at this and sometimes you scratch your head and go, man, what is it going to take to wake some of these people up?
Well, wonderful call, Steve. Please call back because you really laid it all out crystal clear. And I told the story about World War II vets and people who didn't like watching violent movies. And it wasn't because they were wimps. It was because they'd been involved in reality. And so they didn't think watching somebody get chopped up or tortured to death was funny. Meanwhile, you take a domesticated, decadent, weak teenager who's had everything handed to him in life, and they go watch a movie like Saw or Hostel, where people are being tortured to death and being killed, and it's so cool, it's so wonderful. The torturers are even moral. They have some weird reason they're doing it, and they sit there and giggle and laugh at it. And it's just like people that sit there and giggle and laugh at seeing disabled children. It's very fashionable online now to abuse animals. There's all sorts of videos everywhere of the compliment of a good-looking woman kind of kicking a dog or being mean to a cat or something like that, and people get off on that. They're self-hating at a core level. As Victor Hugo said, prosperity, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And so this always happens in societal, cultural cycles. People then want to be destroyed. They want to go into bondage. They want to laugh at evil. They want to laugh at corruption. They want to make a joke out of everything. And don't worry, they will get hurt. And then once they're in the jaws of the tyranny, then they're going to squeal. Then they're going to beg and plead. But never until they've actually reached that point, because they haven't lived in reality. And never have we had a population more divorced from reality, more separated, more disconnected. Sure, you've got lots of people that are waking up, but those that aren't waking up are getting deeper into their delusion. And people go through these cycles. You know, I don't want to talk more about Charlie Sheen, but you know, you can search the term. Charlie Sheen says he's a born-again Christian, and you can see him in the mid-1990s become a born-again Christian. And I remember just being in his house like 6 years ago and him talking about God and our God-given rights and being a Christian. And then he goes off the rails for 7 months, and now he's come off the drugs and he's running around basically embracing deviltry. And that's kind of what the culture's done. That's why so many in the culture identify with what Charlie Sheen's doing. He's just my friend, I hope, gets better. I mean, I see killing a million Iraqis as evil or abortion as evil. I don't sit there and judge him. I worry about him. But again, I'm a bit out of it today, folks, coming off the flu. Or your phone calls and Wayne Madsen coming up. Stay with us.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Because it's easy for us to do. We just say they're not humans. So why not go ahead and let the troops use depleted uranium, knowing it's a death sentence for anyone that uses it? Just say it's not bad. Why not take the troops' pension funds? Why not take the general public's pension funds? Why not devalue the dollar? There's a bizarre article by a senior Fed economist calling Ron Paul a pinhead, one of the board of governors of the, Kansas City Fed. And in it, they're calling him a pinhead for saying the Federal Reserve has devalued the dollar. Well, it's a fact the Federal Reserve has devalued the dollar with its policies. But see, that's their answer, is just to call Ron Paul a pinhead. It's a world of delusional thinking. And the globalists, I believe, are buying into their own thinking. And they're very nihilistic. Let's talk to Al in Delaware, then Patrick, Steve, Dana, Bill, and others. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I hope you're feeling better, buddy. Get a little water and chicken soup. Hey, look, a lot of this is aimed at the 77 million baby boomers getting ready to come into retirement. They are stealing our wealth. What's better to do to the enemy than weaken them, tear them down systematically? And this has been going on for 40 years. Obama is the most dangerous person in the White House, or I should say his administration. And when are people going to get it? It is not going to fare well for the people that lift up their feet and ride along with the crowd, think they're groovy because they hate industry. It is going to be catastrophic. What's your take?
Well, you just said it. I mean, they think they're groovy. They think being failures. They think whatever is put out as slick and hip is cool. I mean, if the government told them eating cyanide was cool, a lot of these people would run out and start gobbling it. And the country is being deindustrialized so we can be bankrupted and controlled. The globalists are openly bragging about it. The death care, the death panels is targeting all the baby boomers. We are being dispossessed by design. And I just hope we can turn it around. You know, the good news is anytime the people actually take action, we're having victory. We're stopping them when it comes to trying to get our guns. They're starting to restrict abortion in more and more states. There are so many things we're having victories on. We've been holding them on the opening the borders up. I mean, you know, they're already partially open, but they're trying to completely open them. We've been beating them on that. I mean, we're having a lot of victories, but we're also having a lot of defeats. And as long as people are divided along the lines of Republican, Democrat, as long as people don't realize that at the top, Republicans and Democrats are in almost total agreement, as long as people aren't aware of that, Al, it's over. Anything else?
We're going to need independence in 2012. Forget the Republicans. Forget the Democrats, people. It's over. You better look at each other and make nice and get strong, because it's going to get dark. The wind is going to blow, and you had better have your hatches bolted tight. See you later, Alex.
Al, well said. You know, this weekend I was thinking about a way to just simply boil all this down. And this is basically what we're facing. As a general public, we're given a false holographic political projection that has very little to do with reality. And then we basically fight and struggle and argue within that false projection. Okay? And within that false projection, the general public is powerless to ever take control of their own lives, their own destinies. But past the false political projection, there is a scientific, technological elite who has studied human psychology and how we operate, that has a global plan to forcibly set up a world government and to then forcibly carry out massive population reduction. So far, what we've seen has been beta testing. But the new systems being deployed, once they've got their control grid in place, once they've got their media system in place, is going to be massive. Now, I don't know if they're going to get away with pulling this off, folks, but they sure are trying.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Patrick, Steve, Dana, Bill, others, your calls are coming up. And Max Kaiser finishing up his trip in the Middle East will be popping back in a little bit in the next hour. But I wanted to get Wayne Madsen on. He's been out in Chicago quite a bit investigating the mob boss, Rahm Emanuel, with his fixed election out there, where the Obama administration is going. But before we go there with Wayne Madsen, who, by the way, is a Navy veteran. He also worked with the National Security Agency. He's been a commentator on Fox News, CNN, RT, you name it. He also is a senior fellow with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. WayneMadsenReport.com is his website. I wanted to get your take on the SAS troops being captured in eastern Libya. On the evidence that the West was behind at least the initiation of the turmoil in Egypt. Now the rioting intensifying in places like Saudi Arabia, despite the fact that the King Abdullah pumped out $37 billion to the general public. They're banning protests there. Obviously, the initiating spark here is the situation with dollar devaluation causing food prices to go up in these countries. But what else is behind this? I mean, is this staged in your view, or what's the larger geopolitical ramifications of this, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I think what happened is we saw the Arab uprising not confined to just Tunisia and Egypt, that it did spread into Libya. But I think at that point in time, we had some outside players deciding, hey, look, although we're cooperating with Gaddafi, there's a bunch of people, holdovers from the old Reagan and Bush 1 administration, when Gaddafi was public enemy number one, they said, oh, this is an excellent chance to get rid of him. And I think Obama and Hillary Clinton are really taking their orders now from a group of multinational oil companies and the CIA. And we know about MI6 being caught red-handed with that team in eastern Libya. And now we have a report that Obama has asked the Saudis to provide the Libyan rebels with weapons. Now, that is absolutely the wrong thing to do, because Gaddafi's been harping on about al-Qaeda is his major enemy here. Well, we know that al-Qaeda was a construct of the Saudis. They were the financiers. They were the ones who provided the bodies, along with the CIA and, to some extent, the Israelis back during that whole Mujahideen fiasco in Afghanistan, and we're left with that mess, too. I heard John McCain on one of the Talking Head shows talking about how Gaddafi's insane and he was likening him to Hitler. Well, where have we heard that before? We heard that when they were going after Saddam Hussein, when in fact it's insane McCain who I think we can question, you know, his mental.
That's right. They just retread the same propaganda. Now they're claiming Iran is going to get yellow cake from an African nation again, an exact retread of what we heard pre-war 2003 for that invasion. And here are the Saudis, and that's London Telegraph, being asked to ship in weapons and personnel, obviously, into the East, and they are al-Qaeda, just like they used al-Qaeda to go after the Serbs. I mean, when are people going to figure this out, that al-Qaeda is basically an MI6 / Israeli U.S. arm?
Absolutely, and now we have the Saleh regime in Yemen up against the wall with a massive uprising. And what happens a few days ago? Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula stages a terrorist attack. Well, it's clear who's behind these attacks. It's an effort to shore up. There's a report that the Obama administration has decided they've drawn a line in the sand. It may include now some sort of a status quo in Libya. They don't want to see any more regimes fall, especially the Saudis, where we now have street demonstrations all through Saudi Arabia. And it's very clear that the elites who run the oil companies and run the intelligence agencies are going to use the Saudis as this sort of last stopgap measure to try to save these faltering regimes.
But what's the larger geopolitical aim? I mean, obviously, oil prices are going up. Our Western media has been spinning things, basically saying that, oh, we're going to have a recession or a depression because of what's happening in the Arab nations. Is this a political distraction for what's happening here domestically?
I think what we're seeing is a global uprising against, you know, just the way these oligarchs have been treating workers, pensioners, saying, look, you know, these bankers and oligarchs have stolen billions and trillions of dollars. But, you know, you, the guy who walks the beat in Madison, Wisconsin, and you, the public health official in New Jersey, all have to take pay cuts and see your possibly see your pensions frittered away. So I think this is all part of the same global uprising, whether it's on the streets of Cairo or the streets of Madison or Trenton, New Jersey. And I think now is the time when the oligarchs see, never as they haven't seen for many years, They see that there's a possibility that people are waking up. You know, the Arabs are calling this the Great Awakening. They've been in a sort of a coma for so long, having to deal with these Western-imposed regimes. But I think there's an awakening. You don't have to be on the Arab street to be experiencing this awakening.
You're saying that this has real organic roots, but the global oligarchs are trying to manipulate these revolutions to keep their people in power.
I think so. And you know, we saw the regimes that took over from the dictators in Tunisia and Egypt. They were not a heck of a lot different than what we saw with Mubarak and Ben Ali in those countries. But now we've seen a lot of replacements. And for example, the new foreign minister of Egypt, named just today, is saying, look, it's not business as usual. And he happened to have been one of the demonstrators on Tahrir Square. So now we're seeing people coming into these governments who are committed to change rather than these sort of placeholders that were very much linked with the past regime.
How do you see this ending? I mean, as you said, this is happening in Eastern Europe, Greece, Ireland, starting to spread here to the United States. How do you see this ending, and how do you see the globalists trying to respond to this global awakening, a new world war?
Well, of course, they'll try anything. We may see an increase in terrorist attacks like we've already seen with this phony construct called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. That's taken place in Yemen. I've been talking to some people familiar with Saudi Arabia. The Saudis will pull that rabbit out of their hat, too. You may see some terrorist attacks for example, the oil-rich Eastern province, which has 2 million Shias demanding some rights. We may see some sort of staged events there. We know that the Maliki government in Baghdad is now up against the wall because these people are in the streets demonstrating there. And that this puppet regime, of course, is still being protected by, a few tens of thousands of American troops. And of course, Maliki is also pulling the Al-Qaeda rabbit out of the hat, saying, well, this is Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia. The Algerians, where there are demonstrations, and we know Gaddafi, have also use this boogeyman of Al-Qaeda. So I think they're gonna probably resurrect Al-Qaeda like we've never seen before.
But at the same time, there's some truth to it, not the public Al-Qaeda, but the Saudi/U.S., British, Israeli-backed Al-Qaeda.
Oh, absolutely. I think they're one and the same. I think Al-Qaeda, from the very beginning, going back to what the late Foreign Secretary of Britain, Robin Cook, said, look, Al-Qaeda is nothing more than a CIA database of financiers, people.
Sure, I mean, I understand that, but I'm saying, yeah. I was getting from what you're saying that Gaddafi's making up an Al-Qaeda threat, but then I was adding, but the Saudis are being asked to bring weapons and things in. Wouldn't that be a real Al-Qaeda threat? It's just that it's not the Al-Qaeda the public's told about, it's the real Al-Qaeda.
Right. I think Gaddafi, and this is, now what we've seen, because they caught those British guys, they caught some Dutch commandos. We know about this. Now the Saudi arrangement is being talked about in the media. We've seen al-Qaeda going on offensives where he was really, I think, up against the wall. Some of his forces are now reclaiming cities that were captured by the Libyan rebels. And I think that what we're seeing now is, anyone who was sitting on the fence in Libya, maybe thinking, well, let's hold our finger up to the wind and see which way the wind is blowing, now sees it going in Gaddafi's favor. And I think he's got renewed support.
And that's why McCain is panicking. That's why Senator Kerry's panicking. Did you see the Senator Kerry video clip today where he said, none of us want military intervention or military action, and we all agree that shouldn't happen. That's why we should only bomb their airfields and have a no-fly zone, which is not a military action.
Right, I saw that. And, you know, I mean, you look at Kerry and McCain and Lindsey Graham, these guys who, are talking about military action. Well, why don't they suit up and go over there, you know? I mean, let McCain get into an F-14.
Yeah, but what about the Orwellian statement that bombing airfields and no-fly zones are not military action?
Well, of course they are. And, we have a past with the Reagan administration when he launched attacks on Libya, and, Gaddafi's daughter was killed in one of those attacks. And this plays, I think this plays into Gaddafi's hands, especially with the Saudi connection, because he now has some credentials to say, look, we know who the Saudis have backed. It's Al-Qaeda. And now they're talking about putting Saudi personnel and weapons in here. And I think we're going to probably see him gain some support, because some people in Libya will say, look, we don't like Gaddafi. He's been around for 42 years. We're tired of him. He's a dictator. But darn it, he's our dictator. And when they see Western intervention, that plays into Libyan nationalism. And that is Gaddafi's strong card.
Yeah. Okay, shifting gears, what are some of the big stories you've been working on, Wayne, that aren't dealing with the situation in the Middle East?
Well, this whole thing I've been looking at for quite a few months about the history of Obama and his family. I really believe the birth certificate thing is a diversion. I think the White House loves people to talk about that. Even Karl Rove said that. I think the real issue is Obama's past with the Central Intelligence Agency, his mother, his stepfather in Indonesia, his grandmother and grandfather in Hawaii, and his alleged father, Barack Sr., out of Kenya. The more I look into this, it's quite clear that both Ann Dunham Satoru Obama, whatever her name was a flexible agent for the Central Intelligence Agency, and it's quite clear that Obama, with all these shields on his college transcripts and other parts of his record, that he was also parading around as a Marxist at Occidental and Columbia, when in fact he looks like he was part of the renewed Operation Chaos, which had been done away with after the Watergate scandal. But when Reagan got in, he not only renewed Operation Chaos for domestic surveillance of certain groups, but expanded it even beyond what it was when it was under the Johnson and Nixon administration.
Now, what's the latest on the mafia situation going on there in Chicago? I saw a lot of even mainstream news articles about election fraud going on in the city, famous for that, and Rahm Emanuel being put in there to, I guess, keep all the bodies buried.
Well, of course, he got the magic 55% in the election, and we know historically in Chicago they always can rely on the graveyard vote to get their favorite candidate into office. And it's quite clear that even with his transition team, he already had one lady resign because of an ethics scandal. I think this is the beginning of many major ethics scandals. The problem in Chicago is the Chicago Tribune and the Sun-Times have gutted their investigative news staffs. And so there's really, other than some enterprising internet journalists in Chicago, there's not much in the way of any media coverage of what we're going to see now with Emmanuel not only continuing the daily machine, but making it much worse as far as the corruption in that city. He's going to try to bring casino gambling into Chicago. This is something that Rod Blagojevich was opposed to. We've got the second Blagojevich trial coming up in April. I noticed that Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor, dropped some charges against Blagojevich. I'm just wondering whether they're nervous about what might happen during a second Blagojevich trial if the judge, who's pretty dirty, James Zagel, if he allows any sort of testimony, especially from those phone calls between Blagojevich and his people and Rahm Emanuel, they may want to bury this prosecution. I think they're pretty nervous just merely because they've dropped some of the charges against Blagojevich.
Where do you see things going for Barack Obama into the 2012 election?
Well, obviously there's a lot of people upset, especially in Wisconsin. They didn't see him providing any sort of bully pulpit against the governor there, what he's trying to do. Similarly, in Ohio and New Jersey. Now, remember, these are states that Obama won. If he loses union support, if he loses the support of the blue collar, what we have left of blue collar people in this country anyway, I think we may see a challenger Now, Kucinich said he's not interested, but he also said that maybe there should be a challenger. I think basically Obama's going to probably ride into reelection because the Republicans won't put up anybody who people will like, especially those in the center. The Tea Party people might like them, but that's it. But I would not be surprised to see somebody make noise because, well, let's face it, in about 5 to 6 months, we're going to start seeing primary politics start and caucus politics start. I would not be surprised. I don't know who this person could be. I know Howard Dean said he's not interested, but whatever they say now isn't what they're going to do in the future. But I think one thing we can rule out is a Hillary Clinton challenge. I thought she might. There was noise. Bill Clinton was approaching people for financial support, but I think her career is pretty much over.
Well, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com, our site's InfoWars.com. Wayne, thanks for joining us. Your phone call straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Way up, way up to
Alaska.
North to Alaska, go north, the rest is on. North.
You know, I'm under the weather today, so I'm a little bit slow, but we've got near record internet stream listeners. Just illustrating that the listeners are putting up with me, and I appreciate that. But we are covering some of the most important issues out there in the world. And that's my only desire, is to be able to really get these points across in ways that are easily understood to not just our regular listeners, but to all the new listeners that we have tuning in on a routine basis. The world is going crazy. There is a powerful group of globalists who want to destroy our infrastructure and reduce us to absolute serfdom. Now, I'm going to go to Patrick and Steve and Dana and Bill and Mary ahead of Max Kaiser joining us coming up a little bit into the next hour. I've also got a bunch of Twitter questions here. A lot of great questions here from Twitter. Like, why is the EPA considering regulating dust, yet quite all right with toxins in the air, water, and food? I'm going to answer that after Max Kaiser leaves us. Here's another one. Please talk about the U.S.-Canada secret merger signed February 4, 2011. Well, that's not secret. That was the consummation of the SPP agreement for the Continental Security Zone. But actually, guys, print me an article about Obama signs Continental Security Zone. So when I answer that question, I'll have the proof. Thanks. A bunch of really good questions here that I'll get to after Max leaves us. He's just on with us for 20 minutes. And we'll finish up with calls and Twitter questions. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. You want to follow us there. We're going to start adding more information to that daily. Photos, inside info on who's coming up on the show, your questions, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And don't forget, this radio broadcast is also listener supported, and we have the online video bookstore at Infowars.com where you can get the new book, the only place you can get it, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. Films like What in the World Are They Spring, documenting the chemtrails, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, covering the whole globalist infrastructure. All these books and videos are absolutely key to not just informing yourself to a higher level, but informing those around you. So Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And everything we do here, again, is possible because of your support. We have the great You Are the Resistance Fee for Victory t-shirts that are very popular. We have the Draft Ron Paul 2012 shirts that as soon as he announces, we're going to stop selling them. So those are limited edition, obviously available at Infowars.com. Patrick in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you heard this new song by Lupe Fiasco. It's called Words I Never Said. And it talks about 9/11, Building 7, all this, like, crazy stuff you wouldn't think would be in the song. Also, there's a new game coming out, The Ace. It's called Homefront, and it's got mass graves, and, like, it's crazy. Like, people are being bulldozed into mass graves and these concentration camps. And I was wondering,
you know, one of my crew was talking about Homefront video game and similar things this morning. So it's, I mean, most of these new video games are about UN invading America, mass graves, mass death. But then in reality, the police are secretly being trained for this. So it deals with mass graves here in America?
No, I don't know where it was, but it looked like there were American troops and there was Mao Zedong up on banners in the walls and stuff.
Yeah, for some reason, your phone, I'm having trouble understanding much of what you're saying. Call us back when you got a better phone, Patrick. Phone quality overall in America is going down because everybody's on IP phones, but I couldn't understand a word or two of that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.